Welcome to Black Ass News. This is your Black Ass News host, Tanisha Mercer. We at the Black Ass News Podcast are in mourning. We are mourning the victims, the 10 victims who were killed by a white supremacist over the weekend in Buffalo, New York, while they were at a grocery store. 18-year-old white supremacist Peyton Gendron drove hundreds of miles away and targeted a supermarket in a black city at the height of a shopping day. This man had a racist manifesto. He was all in online chat groups like 4chan, which is known for racist, white supremacist, and hateful ideologies. And he had given, you know, clues, right, that this is what he was going to do. And he went out and carried about that plan. This is white supremacy in action. This is what happens when the Kyle Rittenhouses of the world go unchecked. This is what happens when the George Zimmermans of the world go unchecked. We're seeing, again, white supremacy in action. It is white supremacy that is in every fabric of this country. This man went and shot mainly a whole lot of people who, black people, like our living ancestors. Most of the people who were killed, again, officially 10 killed, 10 murdered, and about 3 who were wounded very seriously. Most of these people were in their 70s, 80s, 50s, 60s. Some of them first time grandparents. Some of them, they worked as jitneys and taking people back and forth to the store. One man was almost 50 and he was there buying his grandchild, I think, a birthday cake at the Tops supermarket. Again, Buffalo, New York. Tight-knit community. They were going about doing their average, regular, everyday business. One person was there after seeing her husband in a nursing home. Another person ran a food pantry and was there ostensibly buying supplies. Snuffed out. I can't imagine what the people who he killed went through their entire lives only to get snuffed out by a white supremacist. One person was a cancer survivor. You can't make white supremacy make sense, y'all. You can't make it make sense. This is what happened again when the Donald Trumps of the world go unchecked. This is exactly what happens. So I'm wishing you all black ass peace. I'm wishing you all black ass safety. Please defend yourself at all costs, whatever that means to you, whether that means you need to strap up, pop the trunk, whether that means self-defense classes, whether that means being more aware of your environment, whether that means packing up your shit and leaving the U.S., do what you got to do to protect your peace. It's rough out here, y'all. It really is. Protect your peace at all costs. And please say a prayer for the dearly departed. We're going to see this man. We've already seen it. Like, what is so amazing to me is how this man wasn't, not a scratch on him. Not a scratch. But yet when we're arrested, it often ends in murder, brutality, or death. We're minding our black ass business and end up getting shot. Run a stop sign, end up getting shot. Killed. Stay tuned to Black Ass News for the latest in pop culture, comedy, and celebrity news. Check us out on the Black Ass News Facebook page. Also, at Black Ass News Comedy on IG and TikTok. Don't forget, share the Black Ass News podcast to all your little friends. Stay safe. Stay black. I love you all.